Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A number of different topics, particularly the census and citizenship, immigration raids scheduled now according to the latest announcement to begin on Sunday. We're joined by Congresswoman Angie Craig from Minnesota here to talk about some of these things. Good morning, Congresswoman. How are you this morning?
Hey, good morning, John. I'm good.
Good, good. Hey, let's talk about this because the president just this morning tweeted out that later today in the Rose Garden, he'll be having a press conference on the census and citizenship question here. What is your view of that whole question and that whole process, the way it's going?
Well, look, to me, the Supreme Court ruling just affirmed that, you know, we just need an accurate count of people living in the country. So, you know, the question, if you... You think about it, is designed for political purposes, and we need to start doing things not for political purposes and for what's in the best interest of the country. So we just need to know who's living here, and if you leave it off the census, we're not going to know that.
You know, hey, there's some talk that it might, follow the executive order path, but then others are saying, as you mentioned, the Supreme Court has already weighed in. That is not an option in this particular case.
Well, I don't think it is. I mean, the question on the table is what level of authority does the president have? And at the end of the day, that's why we have a system of checks and balances in this country and why Congress is a co-equal branch of government. So we'll see where it goes. But, I think the administration should respect the rule of law and the decision made by our highest courts.
Immigration raids that had been threatened earlier and then that was put on hold are now, the talk is that they'll begin again. They will begin in earnest, I should say, on Sunday. What are you hearing from your constituents on that?
Well, look, at the end of the day, I think that, we've got to stop playing politics with immigration and have a strong immigration policy in this country, which does two things. One, it protects our borders. We've got to protect our borders. But at the same time, we've got to move forward with comprehensive immigration reform. It's just stunning to me that it was just 2013 that the Senate, with 68 votes, passed comprehensive immigration reform in this country that did both things, protect the border and showed that America is still a place with humanity and is open to folks who want to come into this country legally.
Next question for you here. Joined this morning by Congresswoman Angie Craig. I want to get your take on this because we hear about what looks like a power struggle in the House Democratic Caucus. It's like Speaker Nancy Pelosi versus a group of Democrats. I think they refer to themselves as the squad, the likes of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ayanna Pressley, Ilhan Omar from Minnesota, and other Congress people serving in Congress. What do you make of that?
God, you know, John, the funny thing is that I try not to make anything of it. At the end of the day, the hardest thing when you're in Washington is not to get pulled in to the talking heads on MSNBC and what they're talking about. And that's why every Monday or Tuesday when I fly back to Washington, I actually get on the plane with the stack of small town newspapers across my congressional district. And it frames my week perfectly that I need to be focused on the things that my constituents are focused on, like, you know, how do we reduce the cost of health insurance and the price of prescription drugs? We've got, huge issues on the Mississippi River, getting our goods to market with the flooding. And, all the reports that come out of Washington about the internal conflicts of the Democratic Party. Look, I support Democrats when they want to do the right policy work, and I stand up to them when I disagree, and that's how I'm going to continue to behave, and I'm going to try to ignore the internal politics as much as I can and focus on what's important in my district.
You mentioned just a moment ago about regarding health care, and this is a big part of your focus from what you read and understand from the constituents in your district. You just co-sponsored with the Medicare. Is it Medicare X Choice Act? Is that, am I saying that properly?
Yeah. It's actually one of my most recent bills that I'm supporting. And that's after, you know, traveling around this district and listening to a lot of folks. We just don't have enough health insurance options in many places, especially in greater Minnesota in the individual marketplace. You got one or two options. And Medicare X Choice Act of 2019, what it would do is it would create a public option based on or similar to the way Medicare runs. But of course, it wouldn't affect the trust fund because it's just it would be run separately. And it would basically be another competitive competitor to big insurance companies. And the reason I like this bill is because it rolls out first in rural areas where we have a lack of choice. The other thing that it does, which is just common sense, is it allows Medicare to negotiate drug pricing, which is just unbelievable that the largest, you know, provider of health care in the country doesn't negotiate its prices. It just doesn't make any sense.
You know, I have to ask about this because you also introduced a big government reform bill that would ban members of Congress from ever serving as lobbyists. I know that there are time limits now or time constraints that are in place, but you would like to see that as a permanent ban from ever serving as a lobbyist.
I would, and I, you know, I sort of laugh when you say it because this is an example of something that a number of members of my own Democratic caucus don't want to do. And, you know, frankly, I was on the House floor a couple of weeks ago doing my job, taking votes. We were in the middle of two-minute votes during the appropriations process, and I literally had a former member of Congress walk onto the House floor because they wanted me to step out and talk to some folks they brought to Washington. And it was just unbelievable to me the access that former members of Congress have. And two-thirds of them, after they leave Congress, they go work for organizations that come back and lobby Congress. And I think that's one of the reasons that Americans are so...
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.